A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Good morning, Namibia. Welcome to Eagle FM. Our time is 4 minutes past the hour of 8. And thank you, David, for handing over that mic. And we are coming to you live and direct from the best and the mighty Oshana region. And we're coming from you. We're coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. So good morning and welcome. And thanks for joining us at this point in time. So as I always said, it's always a pleasure for us to be in your company. And thanks for choosing Eagle FM, you know, to be in your company at this time. My name is Mike Oshoveli. This is Unpacking the Day. So your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, finance, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers that are making headlines. So we keep it clear and always, always curious, asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying, spark meaningful conversation, so that you can be part of the bigger conversation as well. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So, and good morning. Good morning if you're just joining us. So, welcome to Eagle FM. And thanks for joining us. So, as usual, we're looking at history. We start with our segment on this day in Africa. So, we look on this day in Africa. So, welcome to On This Day in Africa. This is a segment where we turn back, you know, turn back the pages of history to see what happened on this day, what happened on this very day across the African continent. Today, January the 13th, is a day that has seen some major shift in power. Okay, so let's start in 1963, in West African nation of Togo. On this day, Togo's very first president, the very first president, Silvanus Olympio, was overthrown and killed in a military coup in the capital city, Lome. Now, the coup was led by soldiers, including a man named Etienne Eadema. So Etienne Eadema, who would go on to become a president himself for many years. Now, this was a huge, huge deal because it was one of the first times an army had successfully taken over a government in Africa after the country's gains independence. So it made a lot of new African nations very nervous about their own, you know, stability. So, but that is not the only coup on our list for today. Now, that's not the only coup on our list for today. So let's jump forward to 1972 and over to Ghana. That's in Ghana. So while it might not be in all the history books, January 13 is a date many Ghanaian remember. So it was on this day that a group of junior officers led by Colonel Ignatius Kutu Achiampong, took over the country's civilian government led by Prime Minister Dr. Kofi Abrefa Basia. It marked another significant and often challenging chapter in Ghanaian journey after independence. So now let's travel back even further, all the way to 1915. This time, we are not talking about a coup, but about World War One. You know, World War One. On this day, South African troops marched into and occupied the town of Swakopmund. So at the time, this area was known as German Southwest Africa, so which is the country we call the brave, the land of the brave, Namibia today. Now, this was part of the bigger fight by Allied forces to push German colonial armies out of Africa. So that is your journey through history for today, on this day in Africa. So, all right. So welcome. If you're just joining us, our time is about 9 minutes, 9 minutes past the hour of 8. And this is Unpacking the Day, and we will be here until 10 o'clock, when we will be handing over to Tate Nalovanda, who will be doing Kuthamosha on behalf of Tate France. So make sure that you tune in for that. So today is Tuesday, January the 3rd. The thought for the day, what is our thought for the day? Live as if you will die tomorrow. Learn as if you will live forever. Hate less, love more. So now, this is a piece of traditional wisdom. Now, the part "live as if you will die tomorrow" encourage you to treat each day as a precious, and possibly like your last. So, and the second part, "learn as if you will live forever," suggests that curiosity and growth should never stop. So even if life were long, you know, there would always be more to discover, you know, new skills, ideas, perspectives, and experience. So this invites humility and an open mind, treating education not as a task maybe for the youth only, but as a lifelong journey. Now, when combined now with hate less, love more, the saying shift from personal growth to ethical living. Now, it emphasizes that hate narrows the heart and blinds you to others' humanity. So, and love expands you. Love expands your capacity for compassion, understanding, and connection with others. So, The full wisdom can be understood as a holistic life philosophy that make the most of the day, you know, never stop growing, and choose love over hatred every day. So it's a holistic life philosophy. So yeah, in essence, it encourages people now to be intentional and brave in how you live, how they live. Humble and curious in how they learn, and generous and compassionate in how they relate to others. So that's our thought for the day. Whatever you do today, make sure that you make the most of the day and never stop growing, and choose love over hatred every day. So that's our thought for the day. Live as if you will die tomorrow. Learn as if you will live forever. Hate less and love more. So good morning and welcome to your favorite station, your favorite talk radio companion. So yeah, as I said, this is Unpacking the Day, and today, what is our time? 13 minutes past the hour of 8. What you can expect today, what we're going to look at today, it's a very interesting story that we're going to look at today, is the, you know, we're looking at the story about, the concern, we're going to look at the safety concern undermining Namibia's global image. And we're going to go into the story about its attention to industry that is the lifeblood of our economy. So the sector that put actually Namibia on the world map. That is actually tourism. So we're going to look at that. There's a concern that the German has actually issued a stop warning to its citizens about the rising crimes and safety concern here in Namibia. So we will be then looking at that. I will have someone quickly. I will have in a short minutes to talk about that. And also, if we have time, looking at some stories that we had yesterday in the villages as well. So stay tuned. I'm going to have a guest actually to discuss that. So in a few seconds, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know. You love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the you in UNAM is you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana longe shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyawo ota ingongotisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Zeitha nina omayakudo nirandithoma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konora heta tuimu. Datu heari jamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana longe shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyawo ota ingongotisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Zeitha nina omayakudo nirandithoma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konora heta tuimu. Datu heari jamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
All right, good morning, good morning. And sorry for keeping you a little bit longer waiting. So I'm trying to call my guest, and my guest is Jita. She just called now on WhatsApp. So good morning. I'll try to call you the line, but my line is not actually.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Omutiha, with the Kirakaguna, I Matina, Omjo. Chicago Shafasana, Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikemoshiwana, I Moyao, Otaingongotisamwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia, ombitomba na wa oronjika. Zeitha nina omayaguro ni randitoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashifareki uimwepo yomo programa zetu. Moambo, dengira selma, konorahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Well, for some reason, I'm not just going through. I'm not connecting to her. So I tried to ask her to call me. We are trying to speak to Gita Paisold, the CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia, on this issue. And for some reasons, my lines are not going through. Even my cell phone, I tried to call it from my cell phone. It's not going through. I'm not sure what is the problem. So I have asked her to call me, to call my studio line. Let me see if she will come through. So, some issues. I don't know what it is, whether my line is not going through or not. So, I'm not too sure what it is, the problem. So, yeah, let's wait. If she's going to come through, if she's going to come through to me, because I'm not going through to her. Maybe the problem is on our side. So, yeah, for the moment, what we're looking at, we're really looking at the, so we're looking at the German told its citizen to watch out when they come to Namibia, and when German speaks, Namibia tourism industry actually listen, because German isn't just any tourist, especially for Namibia. Actually, German is the tourist, you know, and we are talking about more than 111,000 German visit so she just actually then responded. My phone seems to be blocking calls. Not sure how to fix it. WhatsApp call don't work, and I suppose let me try to call it from WhatsApp, and then I can just put that at the speaker. Yeah, good morning. I'm just calling you from my phone and see if this actually worked much better.
Okay, let's try. I'm not quite sure what's wrong with my phone. I used to try to do an online or a live call as well, and it didn't work, but I thought it was just an instant one. Let's see where that works.
Yeah. And please, my colleagues, I would ask you to, I'm also asking my colleagues actually to see if that sound on the radio is actually far better, if it's actually good. So, all right, let's actually start. Let me just quickly just probably provide a... Are you still there? Oh, that's going to be too difficult. That's going to be difficult. All right. Let me try again. All right. Let's do that again. And if it doesn't work, then we leave it. We just leave it at that. You know. Then we leave it at that. All right, I'm trying to get her. Oh, what a day. Sorry, apologize. We, you know, I don't know what, how to. All right. All right, okay, let's go on. All right, so. This is, oh man, this was really, really good to go into. All right, so, but let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it. So as I was saying that, you know, German, when German has just told his citizen to watch out when they come to Namibia, the issue that we're talking about. And I said, when actually for us as Namibian, when German speaks, Namibia tourism, you know, industry, they listen. The Namibia tourism industry. Why? because Germany is, as I said earlier on, it's not just a tourist. They are the tourists in Namibia. So, and we are talking about more than 111,000 German visitors who came here in 2024 alone. You know, that's our biggest overseas market. So, but here's the thing, you know, Namibia, here's the thing. So this warning didn't come out of nowhere, okay? I think this is what we need to understand. This warning didn't come out nowhere. It is not the first, and Germany isn't alone, you know? This is not just the first, and Germany is not alone. So Canada said it, America said it, the United Kingdom said it, and now Germany has joined the hours. And then we're gonna continue after this commercial quickly.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Omutiha, utekirwa kaguna, iimatina, omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana, longeshifa, ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa, ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakudo ni randitoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira seoma, onorahita tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace. I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. It looks as this is not going to work anyway, but let's unpack this, okay? Let's unpack this, okay. Now, let's unpack what the warning says, but what it means, what it tells us about ourselves. That's also very important, and most importantly, what we need to do about it. All right. So we would have more detail. I'll probably follow up to see how we can still get here either tomorrow or something. But let's go on. Let's go on. Okay. Now let's start with the facts. Okay. Let's start with the facts. What is exactly did German say? Okay. So according to German authorities, they are seeing an increase in crimes targeting tourists. Yeah, I'm even feeling hot now. You know. So, yeah, they are. So she's asking me, any other option available? Guys, any other option available I can use? I'm not too sure if there's any other options. All right. What would we do? All right. Okay, let's leave it at that. All right. So because I have to go on with the show. okay? Because you can't keep, I can't keep trying and trying, and it doesn't work, all right? So, quickly come back. Just hold on, I'm just responding to a question.
Omutiha, utekiro kaguna, imatina, omjo. Chika wa shafasa na nana, longe shifa, ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshefa ya Namibia, ombito mbwa na wa oronjika. Zeitha nina omayakuro ni randitoma yoe, yongeshefa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa letu. Moambo, dengera selma, konarahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, we manage it, Lars. Good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. Now, we are turning our attention now to an industry that is the lifeblood of our economy, a sector that put Namibia on the world map, the tourism. So, but right now, that industry is facing a serious and worrying challenge. German, our single biggest source of overseas visitors, has just issued a stark warning to its citizen about rising crimes and safety concerns here in the land of the brave. Now, this follows similar warning from the UK, from Canada, and the US, and it is a development that could have huge consequences for thousands of jobs and business across our country. So to help us unpack this crucial issue, we are joined this morning by the woman who is at the very heart of the hospitality sector, Mrs. Jita. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing your surname well. Paisold is the CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia, HAN. You know, Jita, a very good morning to you, and thank you for making the time to speak with us on Unpacking the Day, and thank you for coming up with an alternative to be able to reach you.
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to all the listeners, and sorry for the technical glitches.
Yeah.
You see, technology, we're so dependent on that, that it sometimes poses challenges, such as the challenges that we as the tourism industry are currently also facing.
Exactly.
So 2026 seems to have our work cut out for us already.
Yeah. Well, when you first heard this travel warning from Germany, what was your immediate reaction?
Yeah, Mike, I need to contextualize it because it's not the first time that these travel advisories have been issued.
Yeah.
But any such warning is very, very serious because any incident against not only a tourist but a Namibian in terms of crime, robberies,
yeah,
unpleasantries really does affect our image, and we are very, very concerned.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased that our Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism did react this time. They issued a official statement to sort of put it into perspective in terms of how safe it is in Namibia, because we do know that Namibia still ranks as one of the safest countries in Africa.
Yeah.
But as you rightly stated in your introduction, the German-speaking Europe, that includes Switzerland and Austria,
yeah,
is our single biggest source market, and we really need to make sure that they do still feel safe and comfortable coming to Namibia. Now, last year, we already had a bit of a hitch when all of a sudden our key source markets were confronted with the visa requirements that have been introduced in April last year, and that already got some of our key source markets, you know, sitting upright and asking questions as to the reason behind this. Any added negative publicity, such as this most recent travel advisory, which the German Foreign Ministry does on a regular basis whenever something happens to their nationals. So if a tourist gets robbed in Timbuktu, in Canada, wherever, and they obviously report it to the local foreign missions or the embassies, and they then record these incidents, and according to the number of reports anywhere in the world, they would then issue these travel warnings to their nationals. Travel warnings don't only include crime, but also, as you know, political unrest, instabilities as such.
So this is not something specific to Namibia. It's happened all over the world. This is something they do all over the world, isn't it?
That's right. And you would see that the reports that recently were issued was that Namibia has joined a list of countries where these travel advisories have been changed by the German government. Even a country like Thailand, one of the most popular travel destinations for Germans as well, has now also been listed as sort of, you know, cautionary. Please be aware that there are crime or criminal incidents against tourists happening in Thailand. Even countries like Netherlands, you would see, have been raised, and Sweden, because of the political tensions, and you know, very soon I think Turkey is on the list there as well, and Iran anyway is. So political unrest is a key factor. For us, luckily, we have a very stable government. We can be very proud of it, but we need to take caution of these negative reporting. Crime is a serious concern, and tourists want to feel safe. And, you know, Namibia beckons people to come and enjoy the freedom of our country. People love doing their own self-drive tours. But if they word is out that you are not safe doing it on your own, then, you know, we are risking loss of that very strong market that we currently have. So we need to take care, and it's an all of government approach. It's not only the police, it's not only the ministry, and it would not only be private sector. It's all of us together working, joining hands to make sure that we do create an industry or an environment that people, not only tourists, but we all feel safe in. So that should be our key focus for this year.
Now, the warning mentioned an increase in crime, especially targeting tourists. So what are you hearing from your members on the ground?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've just witnessed some concerns also at the coast, because, you know, we were flogged with tourists not only from Europe, but very strongly from our neighboring countries as well. Break-ins in cars, you know, people that just did their purchases before leaving on self-drive tours, left their cars just quickly pick up a permit for the park, and their cars were broken into, and all the valuables taken. That usually includes not only the personal documents and passports, etc., but also cameras and all the, you know, nice memorabilia that people would have collected during their trip. That very quickly spreads, and that's the unfortunate side of tourism. We are being sort of monitored and also exposed through social media. So if I've had a negative incident, the normal reaction is for me to share it on my social media posts, etc. So that escalates that whole focus on what is happening. We've also had incidents from some of the remote lodges in the Kavango area, where tourists had also selected a nice, pristine, you know, seclusive campsite for themselves and were robbed there. So it's not only in the capital of Windhoek or the sort of hubs in at the coast, but also remote campsites where these incidents have taken place. We do know that people don't, you know, the intention usually is not a criminal one. It's a act of desperation. People are hungry, and if they see people walking or driving past with bags full of groceries that they've shopped, sometimes that would trigger a quick reaction to break a window and steal from the car. But unfortunately, once it happens to foreigners or to tourists, they usually report it not only to their embassies, but to their friends and colleagues via social media, and that is what makes these things go viral.
So now, despite what actually this warning from Germany and other country, despite that, is this a new development, or has this been a growing concern? I mean, from ourselves, from Namibia, from your institution, for example.
It's almost a regular agenda item on our yearly plans. Mm-hmm. As I said, it's not the first time that Germany issued travel advisories with specific focus on criminal elements in Namibia. It's happened, and we did take it up with the Ministry of Environment before, and we also spoke to the German embassy years ago. It's not only happened in recent years. They did explain that it is their duty to inform their nationals, because obviously their role is to ensure that their nationals are aware of dangers or of unpleasantries, etc. So they say they don't do it to spite Namibia. They just do it to be able to share all the information, the relevant information. They would also share information on weather conditions, on health conditions. So crime is not the only focal area of the information that they share with their nationals. But it happened 20 years ago. We also spoke to the media at that time to say, please, would it not be better to post these stories on crime against tourists on page 3, 5, or 10 rather than put it on headline? But unfortunately, you being from the media, you know what sells best. In the same week that these reports or the travel advisory was changed in Germany, we had reports from global travel outlets to say that Namibia has been ranked as the most authentic travel destination. Wonderful reports about Namibia being the most sustainable tourism destination, that we have wonderful products, etc. But those kind of headlines always take second place when it comes to ranking of, you know, what's important, what makes the news. So yes, we still have lots of things going well for Namibia, but we do need to take very, very strong caution to curb the negative incidents. And unfortunately, 2026 is posing other challenges. We see that, you know, prices are skyrocketing. Namibia has been termed one of the most expensive tourism destinations. We've got a limited number of airlines servicing our country, and, you know, prices are just escalating. I just spoke to an agent recently, and he says our pricing has quadrupled over the last 5 years. So that already is a huge challenge for us, because tourism is a competitive industry. So if people look at us and they say, okay, for a price tag of $10,000, I get a week in Namibia, but I can get 2 weeks or 3 weeks in Thailand or wherever else, that already is a very, very strong challenge that we are facing.
I'm going to follow up with you on that. But first of all, Gita, when you, some of the warning that I mentioned, like, for example, you know, being followed from the airport, or the Canada warning also mentioned a financial fraud like credit card cloning and ATM scams. These are quite serious, that that something need to be done, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And we do have, I mean, we work quite closely with the coroner companies. We're all part of FINATA, which is the Federation of Namibian Tourism Association. So we do share information amongst ourselves and also with banks. So the banks have also been sort of, you know, on the lookout for cybercrime and frauds. Card cloning has been on the cards for the last 20 years, and they seem to spike. We also have people that, you know, try and trick members to say, please, you know, I'm on my way to you, but I've run out of cash. Can you please e-wallet? And those kind of scams are happening. And tourism is always a very easy industry to be targeted, because we work on the trust and the goodwill of people, both the service providers and also the clients that make use of them. And it's a soft target in terms of the volatility of, or the exposure of people in that area, because, as you know, tourists always walk around with valuables, be it a camera or a nice smartphone to take photos of, or their passports, their purses full of money to be able to pay for their services. So tourism is a soft target. It is volatile, and we so dependent on a good image that, you know, any kind of negative reporting does actually hurt our industry. And that's why we're very keen to see an all of government approach to make sure that, like you said in the intro, you know, it is a very, very important economic pillar of Namibia. But very often we seem to forget what it takes to keep that image up and to make sure that Namibia remains that popular destination. We are up for very stiff competition from all over. So it is a challenge, but we are working on it. And as I said, it's not only government's responsibility. It's us as private sector hosting people that also have a responsibility to make sure that the guests know about the soft target elements. And, you know, we do provide, even before they come here, if they do their bookings properly, the car rental companies would sit them down and say, please, you know, be aware of what could happen. Make sure that you don't leave valuables in your car in plain sight of everybody else. Rather leave your valuables in the lodge room or the hotel room when you do the walking. Don't take all your finances with you. Yeah. So those information pieces do get shared without wanting to scare off people. But it's a general, I mean, it happens also in Europe or the Americas that people actually do need to be reminded of the soft target that the tourism industry actually is in terms of such elements.
Yeah. Now, have you started maybe seeing any cancellation or drop in the new bookings from Germany and maybe other countries since this news broke?
Not specifically. I haven't been informed, but I have, even before the announcement was made, been talking to some of the tour operators, and we are a little bit concerned because the general flow of forward bookings for 2026 has been very, very, very slow this year. Last year in November, for instance, I spoke to tour operators, and they said usually our main source market, that's now Central Europe, they start booking for their holidays to Namibia in the second half of the year, well in advance. So by November, December, most of our bookings would have been coming in. And in November last year, one of the tour operators told me that they only had 20% of the normal bookings they would have had in that time. So 2026 has started very slowly, and any kind of negative reporting, if people are still deciding whether to go to Turkey this year or to beautiful Namibia, if they look at the travel advisories of their home country, obviously that does have an effect. So we are facing challenges because of the pricing. Visa issue is not specifically mentioned all the time, except for concerns that the process of application is still not as smooth as we would have hoped for. But it does add to the challenges that we face in terms of stiff competition. If other destinations are marketed to be more safe than Namibia, obviously they get first consideration. So we are concerned at this point in time, not necessarily only because of the announcement by the German Foreign Ministry or their new travel advisory, but in general, the flow of travel or forward bookings for 2026 seems slower. And the political situation across the globe doesn't seem to make it any easier. So people do seem to keep their money close in their plans short term, because they don't know. We all don't know what's going to happen in June, July. So I think there's hesitancy to make forward plans at this point in time because of the global situation, not only Namibia.
Yeah. I mean, given all this challenge, you call for all of government approach. So what exactly do you mean by that? And who needs to be on the table?
We've had it before that we said, you know, we need that big think tank, that big five of Namibia in terms of safety and security, home affairs, our Ministry of Environment and Tourism, the Namibia Tourism Board, also the Ministry of International Relations and Trade now, because they also help market Namibia. We've got the NRPDB that puts word out there that Namibia is the best country to invest in. If we all were to come together to follow the trend that MEFT, the Ministry of Environment, has now done to issue a public statement, but very often, and I mean, some of the responses that we had after the statement, which we really appreciate, was, you know, if it only remains a printed document and a statement and thus no action, then a statement also is of no use. So we need to actually see government be serious in terms of calling out for a national program to offer safety to everybody, not only the tourists. I don't want to be exclusively focusing on tourists, but we Namibians also want to feel safe. We need to see more visibility in terms of boots on the ground, patrolling, and it all comes at a cost. We're all aware of it, but there has seemed, you know, we had the what was it called, Operation Hoedenkrans, you know, when our late president was still alive, and we had these initiatives before. So it's not the first time that we need to refocus our attention on making sure that Namibia is seen as safe and that we are all very concerned and keen to keep safety. The criminal elements do also have a way of developing when economies are tight. We all know that Namibia is still ranked as one of the most unequal countries in the world,
yeah,
and that criminal acts are born out of poverty or desperation. Those factors need to be addressed as well. And we do know, I mean, we had 2 years ago in 2024, late 2024 and 25, early 25, we had a number of sessions with the city of Windhoek, for instance, talking about crime and on the streets of Windhoek. The street kids, I mean, we not only the Angolan street kids, but we had a problem where street kids were also not robbing tourists, but irritating tourists and, you know, becoming a nuisance at cafes where they'd snatched food from the table, etc. We've had very intense discussions with the city of Windhoek at the time, and the Ministry of Social Services and Gender was involved as well to address the core of the problem. That's poverty, that's desperation, that's hunger. That's what I mean with an all-of-government approach. We also need to look at the root cause of why people go to the extremes of robbing other people. So yes, it could be negative elements,
yeah,
and very often, especially our members in the regions of Okavango and Zambezi, they say, you know, very often these negative elements are not Namibians. They come from across the borders. And that's where we lose control because, you know, they would snatch, rob tourists at a lodge and then quickly jump over the borders and go back to their home countries. Being aware of all of those elements, we really need to see that we address the root causes of the problem, but also then target proper initiatives such as visible operations by the city police, by the NAMPOL, by, you know, we do have tourism police departments within NAMPOL, that they all sort of refocus on how best to address the situation. Mm-hmm. And then general awareness as well. I mean, our industry has also been asked to step up their security system, you know, make sure that they chalets and the lodge rooms and the hotel rooms are safeguarded and, you know, there's security around.
Mm-hmm.
It all adds to the cost and that, you know, expands on the problem that we have in terms of being a very expensive destination. But yeah, safety comes at a cost and we need to incur those costs to be able to, you know, promote Namibia as a safe destination.
I was about also to ask what immediate step can also hotels and lodge take to make their guests actually feel more secure.
Very important is the information sharing. Even before guests come here, that they are made aware of the environment, the surroundings. So they would say, please, at the airport, beware that you don't pick up the wrong shuttle operator, that you ask for the credentials. That's one of the big calls of NTB as well, the Namibia Tourism Board, that they would advise tourists to please make sure that they use reputable companies, and not these fly-by-nights that only are there to exploit the tourists and their generosity. So information about reputable companies, have a sort of a callback system to those companies to say, this is what happened, my tire burst, who do I call for services, those kind of things. Also at the establishments and at the businesses as such, we are stepping up the game in terms of security. Most of the restaurants have security guards in front of their entrances. Most of the hotels have 24/7 security services there. But it's as I say, a collaborative approach. Tourists also need to be made aware that they should, like somebody said, you know, very often tourists seem to be leaving their brains behind when they fly to Namibia,
yeah,
because they've come for a free-spirited holiday. So they should also take some responsibility in terms of ensuring that their property is safe and that they don't expose their wealth and their valuables, because it also entices impromptu criminal deeds. So it's information sharing. It's trying to collaborate in terms of making sure that everybody works hand in hand to secure the whole environment is I wouldn't say safe, but convenient and comfortable for people to move in.
There's also a challenge. I'm thinking now, how do we balance being honest about the risk with our marketing our country as the safe and beautiful place to visit, given now some of this report.
Very true, because and we've had these discussions in the past as well when we talked to city police in terms of extra patrolling and, you know, whether to do that with uniformed staff or without uniformed staff. And there was this debate, what do we do? Mm. You know, do we show visible sort of boots on the ground? I do know that people take exception to the fact that at some of the key hotels here in the city of Windhoek, some of the security guards actually were around with heavy armed guns across their shoulders. That I don't know whether that's appealing to tourists, whether they would feel safer or threatened by that. So it has been a challenge, Mike. We have not found an ideal answer to that. But as you say, the balance needs to be struck. People need to be made aware that Namibia is a country like any other country, that, you know, the world is not a haven. We you know, don't have 100% security or safety anywhere in this world. Namibia still ranks better than other countries, I would say. But it's a continued effort to ensure that we remain honest and authentic to our visitors, that we do tell them, listen, yeah, be aware that they might be some unpleasantries on the way. Just be on the lookout. Keep your eyes open. I know that there are heavy reports currently in Cape Town as well, where people are warned not to take strange shuttles, or even if they do, they self-drive cars from the airport in Cape Town via Khayelitsha to the city centre. Mm. But there have also been serious incidents. So Namibia is one of many countries where these challenges are now being refocused on.
Yeah.
We just need to be open about it and be proactive in terms of what we can do to provide the safety, what we can tell our clients to be aware of, and also to caution them not to do the irresponsible thing in carrying all their valuables in plain sight to everybody else. So it needs to be a collaborative approach. And then, yes, the government's refocus on the importance of tourism in terms of the image that we portray also needs to be stepped up.
You just mentioned Cape Town there. Are there any, I mean, you probably travel around the continent and also in the world. So are there any success stories or maybe best practices from other countries that have managed to turn around similar situations? Or
I wonder, because it's almost a circular development. I've traveled to Holland, where there are little road signs to say, be aware of pickpocketers, in plain sight of everybody else, just to put it in your face, or, you know, have posters at the entrance of shopping malls to say, please be aware of your valuables, make sure that you know, they are pickpocketed around. We shouldn't be shy not to be as open about what happens, because it happens the world over.
Yeah.
And maybe just have these little reminders that could be a humoristic element to make it less severe or less, you know, concerning. But it is an international phenomenon, and you know, at the airport, for instance, you would see at international airports as well, very often with the announcements of which flight is coming in now, they would then add information, please don't leave your suitcase unattended, and be aware of, and also call on the responsibility of the clients themselves to ensure that they keep their property safe. So the blame is not only to be put on a country or the service providers that we in the tourism sector take as our responsibility, but also for us to share that responsibility with the clients and to make them aware to just be responsible about their movements and also their activities.
Yeah. Now, I believe the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism is working on a new tourism master plan. So what is the one thing you hope it includes to address this?
Yeah, the Tourism Spatial Development Plan is a very, very enthusiastic document. We've actually helped ministry work through it and made our input. It's attempting to put tourism on the map, really, as one of the key pillars. As you rightly said, it is some industry that provides jobs not only in the capital city, but across the whole country, especially in remote areas where there's almost no opportunity for anything else. Tourism really is the goose that lays the golden eggs if we do it right. And the spatial plan actually has elements of regional development and more inclusivity in terms of tourism development, which is key. And I think would help if more people were to be aware of the benefits that tourism have, even if you don't have a job directly linked to company XYZ in tourism, but that because your aunt or your uncle or your brother is working for a lodge in the remote area, that you benefit from it, that all of us as Namibians are aware that, you know, if my country is seen as the safest destination across the African continent or the globe, that I benefit. We were hoping also, and then not only with the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, but also with other key stakeholders, that we build an ambassadorship for all Namibians, that we all become ambassadors to our own countries, be aware of the importance that tourism has. I think that's where we've failed dismally until now, is to make all Namibians understand the value and the importance of tourism, because tourism brings people to this country that don't own or earn their money in Namibia. They bring foreign money and spend it on us. And I think that realization, if more people were to realize that, you know, treating tourists well and having more tourists come into this country would at the end of the day mean more money in my pocket, even if it's indirectly because I only sell newspapers. But, you know, the more tourists buy newspapers for me, the better for me, whether I have a job in tourism or not. I think if we get that message across to the Namibians, we might have addressed, people see tourism as, it's, you know, the industry for the few, by the few, that kind of thing. And I think the tourism special master plan that the ministry is currently hopefully going to launch very soon, we were hoping for that in December already, that would also speak volumes in terms of the importance of tourism and the inclusive nature that tourism actually has in terms of offering benefits and offering opportunities to all Namibians.
Yeah, before I let you go, then if you could get one message directly to the decision makers in government, what would that be?
Yes, it's easy. Tourism is the most sustainable industry that we do have. And I mean, we had that accolade in one of the international reports recently, not only the most authentic tourism product that Namibia offers, but also the most sustainable. If we do it right, tourism could actually be a money spinner and a job creator and an opportunity provider for Namibia for good, for the next centuries and millennia to come. All the other industry, be it mining, be it fishing, be it agriculture, seem to be finite because there's just so much gold underneath the ground. There's just so many diamonds offshore and onshore. But tourism is an infinite industry if done right. And I think given that accolade, basically, I still believe that government hasn't completely realized or recognized the full potential that tourism has, and hence we always take second place when it comes to the focal areas, you know, invest in Namibia because, and then all the other big economic pillars, which we don't want to negate, and HUN has in the past actually had wonderful partnerships for the mining industry because we can work hand in hand, mining tourism being one of the beautiful stories that this country can tell. So it's not as though we are against any other economic sector. But we feel that we need to be seen as equal partners, and tourism needs to be also recognized for the threat that we see in terms of quick fix developmental exploration of certain areas for the whole world coming to dig up Namibia for. And we don't know what the ultimate impact of those activities, those explorations will be. Do they rehabilitate? Do they fix up what they do, or will it be ruined forever? And we do have very pristine areas. We do have very, very fragile environmental regions, and our desert adapted animals are a key focal area where we are having, you know, to debate and consider legal action in terms of making everybody aware of the importance of sometimes even ring fencing certain areas for the protection and the conservation for our beautiful Namibia.
Yeah.
And I think that's my key message. We want to make sure that everybody is aware of the sustainability aspect and the need for us to conserve Namibia for our generations to come.
Mm-hmm. And despite all this, do you remain optimistic about the future of tourism in Namibia?
Definitely. All things being equal, we do foresee, and whether it's growth that we want to see or whether it's the establishment of a positive image, you know, HUN is very, and I'm currently actively processing the statistics for December, and with it, obviously, then the fourth quarter and the review of 2025. And I already know that we might not see a growth from 2025 to 26 or from 2024 to 25, but maybe growth in numbers is not what we should be after. We should be for the establishment of a key and just sort of a constant information and influx of high-level tourists.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the numbers, but it's the quality of services and the quality of tourists that we want to have here.
Yeah.
Namibia needs to be respected for what it is, so we don't need to see mass tourism here. That's one of the swear words that we in Namibia never want to be able to use. Going forward, we are really concerned to ensure that we develop the Namibian tourism industry for the right reasons, that we have rather high-end, high-quality, but low-impact tourism going forward. People that come here to respect what we do. Remember, we are there not only to provide beds and you know, routes through Namibia. We want to have people really experience Namibia for the depth that we have in terms of the engagement with the people. We want people to travel with purpose, to travel with meaning. We want them to take something home that enriches themselves forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the quick fix. It's not they've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, go home. We want to have meaningful engagements. And I think if we all put our heads together, and that's what the Tourism Spatial Master Plan is also looking at, is that we provide people with a meaning, a reason to come to Namibia and not anywhere else.
Yeah. Anything else I might not have asked you that you deem to be information for our listeners?
Yes, tourism is currently going into the green season. Namibia has really been endowed with very good rains, and I've spoken to some people. Remember, the Yutashatan now is beautiful and green.
It must be.
Green season is also a word that we use for other people would say low season in tourism. Remember, from January to June, not many Europeans travel because their peak travel time is starting July until November.
Yeah.
Green season is there for the Namibians to explore their own country. So take the opportunity provided by many of our companies that do provide specials for Namibians to travel their own country. Namibia is as beautiful as it can be at the moment. Beautiful sightings, beautiful specials that there are out there. So Namibians, and that would also help us make Namibians ambassadors of their own country, because it's only when you know your own country that you can actually speak to other people about the beauty of our country. So an invitation to Namibians to also make sure that they travel in their own country and start loving and promoting it as well.
Kida, thank you thank you for so much for your time. At last, we managed to connect, and your honesty and your leadership during actually such a critical time of our nation. So your insight have given us all a clear picture of the challenges ahead and the work that needs to be done. So it's clear that this isn't just about tourism. It's about our national reputation, our collective responsibility, as you said, to protect both our visitors and our economy. So we appreciate you joining us on Unpacking the Day.
And I appreciate your partnership as well, because without the media, we cannot do the promotion that we need to do. So thank you to you as well and to the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that was Gita Peisold. Hopefully I'm pronouncing her surname right. The CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia, or HAN. So when we come back, your reaction? We'll be back in a second.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika zeitha nina omayaguro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
So welcome back. Welcome back. Our time is about 13 minutes past the hour of 9. And thank God we really managed to get her. And we did all the best. We did everything actually to manage to get her. So, yeah, welcome. So if you're following the discussions, so welcome. What is your reaction? As we say, tourism is really a lifeblood of our economy, and any things that really affect that. It's a worrying. It's something that is worrying, and we have to face it as something serious, and it's something serious and a worrying challenge, I must say. So, when we talk about German and we talk about other countries, UK, Canada, and US, it's a development that could have actually huge consequences, not only on tourism itself, but for thousands of jobs and business across our country. So what is your take? What is your reaction to that? Our telephone number is 08333-66091. So you're most welcome to come through and have your saying as well. So the funny thing is that, you know, when you look at some of the warnings, are quite specific, and it's something that we need to look. I mean, even if you said these are warnings that is actually sent to other countries anyway, so it has, these are things that actually on every, a person in German can be able to read this, that this is what happening in Namibia. And if they have to make a decision of which country they have to visit, they go for their holiday. So of course, and they see that, so they, that might just, you know, make them decide otherwise. So as much as that this is an issue anywhere in any other places in the world, we have to take care of our own, you know. So we have to take care of our own. So. So, and some of you might say, well, but we have always had crime, you know, why is this news, you know? Yeah, because the other thing is this, some of these, they just didn't wake up one morning and decided to warn its people for fun. It's not a travel warning follow a pattern, you know, the travel warning follow a pattern. They come after incidents. Yeah, as she even said, after incidents or after complaint, and after their citizen maybe get hurt. So that's when they started actually. So this warning comes after some kind of a pattern. Yeah. So, and the thing is this, Germany is not, this whole Germany thing is not operating in isolation. We have Canada warned about car hijacking and credit card fraud at hotels. So America highlighted a smash and grab at traffic lights. So we're becoming more like South Africa. So the UK talked about violent mugging, you know, mugging in a broad daylight. You know, you understand? We don't want things like this to happen in our country. Yeah? So the thing is that when multiple countries see the same problem, yeah, like in this case, that problem is real. So that problem is real, and it's not wise to ignore it, okay? So I want you to think about it this way, okay? So imagine you run a restaurant. You run a restaurant. One customer complained about food poisoning. Maybe they just have a weak stomach, and you think, oh, maybe it's just a weak. But when 5 customers complain, 10 customers, at some point, you need to check your kitchen, really. You gotta check your kitchen, you know? So it's exactly the same. Yeah? And the number don't lie. Yeah? So the number don't lie. Okay, let's talk about money. Let's talk about money because that's what this really comes to. I mean, this really comes down to, you know? So now, the reason why we need to take this seriously, you know, tourism contribute about 17% to Namibia's economy. So when we said it's a lifeblood of our economy, it's something serious that we need to, it's something that we need to take serious. And some report put the direct contribution at around 14.3 billion Namibian dollar to our GDP. And that's not a small money. That's not a change from ShopRite. Okay? That is money you can use. Like school is, you know, for school books. That's the money you can school for. You can use for roads, for hospitals, for jobs, to create jobs. You know, that's a lot of money coming from that sector. Yeah? And within that tourism pie, you know, that the pie. Now, when you look at the tourism pie, the German-speaking market, as she said, the Austria, the Switzerland, what is the other one? German, Austria, and Switzerland account for between 36% and 40% of bed occupancy in our hotels and lodges. That's 4 out of every 10 tourists sleeping in Namibian bed tonight probably speak German. Yeah, probably speak German. So please, you're most welcome to come. I'm just expanding our discussion on other things maybe that we haven't touched or that are in the report. So yeah, you're most welcome to come. Our telephone number is 0833-6609. We're coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. So we are in the north. So please, not in Windhoek. So yeah, do come through. Give us a call. And what is your reaction? What do you think about this? Yeah. So if you over 111,000 German visit Namibia in 2024, that's more than any other overseas nationality. So more than American, more than the Brits, more than anyone. So now imagine what happened when Germany tell its people now to be extra careful. Imagine that number. So one now they tell you, okay, be careful a little bit, you know, as we said. Or worse, to reconsider their trips altogether. Yeah? You don't need a degree in economics to understand the damage, definitely. You know, that would be a damage to the tourism sector. But here's the deeper question. Why do Germans come to Namibia in the first place? Why do they come to Namibia? I'm not saying they shouldn't come. You know, I'm just want to look at different angle, you know, that the history play a role, of course. So the history play a role. Namibia was a German colony from 1884 to 1915. Yeah. So well, that's a painful history that we don't want, you know, we don't want to remember. Full of trauma and genocide, you know. So, but it also created connection. It created connection. German is still spoken here. There are German schools, German business, German cultural ties. So about 30,000 people of German descent live in Namibia today. So, yeah. So for many Germans, Namibia feels familiar, safe, like a piece of Africa they understand, because you know they have a tie with Namibia, and they come for the landscape. That not only about the tie, they come also for the landscape, the wildlife, the space, the open space, you know, the silence of the desert, you know, the drama of the dunes. I'm trying to be poetic here, eh? I can be poetic. I'm very, very good at poet. Yeah. So, Yeah. Yeah, but they also come. This is also very important. But they also come because they believe Namibia was safe. And past tense, believed. Yeah? Now that belief is shaking, you know? That's why the warnings are. That belief is shaking. So it's something that we really need to... And the problem is the perception that's being created by this kind of warning. So... Yeah. And okay, the other thing is this. The warning. The warning are not, they don't exist in, as you said, they don't exist in a vacuum. Namibia tourism industry is also already, you know, as you mentioned, fighting battles on multiple fronts. You know, the expensive airfares that she was mentioned. Flying to Namibia cost a fortune, you know, direct flight from, what is that, from Frankfurt to Windhoek aren't cheap. They're not very cheap. So, and when fuel prices, you know, rise, those ticket costs rise too. So some family look at the prices and decide to go to Kenya or South Africa instead. So you're most welcome to come. I missed that one. I was trying to get that one. I missed that. Please do come through. 08333-66091. Sorry, 08333-66091. I just missed that one. All right. So, yeah. So those are some of the things, you know, that she talked about that we need to look into that as looking at it as not as a second, some afterthought sector, you know, and focusing just on mining and maybe fishing. Look at that as also something that's very, as one of the really sector that can change Namibia's economic landscape. So, including some of these issues that she have mentioned. Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes. Good morning, Daddy Mike.
Good morning, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's good. That's why when it comes to land resettlement, for example,
yeah,
and other social challenges, economic and all these things, so the German government should be very close to us in terms of assisting.
Yeah.
In those programs. I know they are doing a lot. Even in those negotiations that they are going on. So they just to understand their situation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes this situation where we are, 31, is it 30 of independent?
Yeah.
After 30 years of independence. So this is not enough. Because I remember one of the, it was in France, who was telling us that when they would become independent,
yeah.
So in the budget, it was only few money, I think 9 point something million.
No, the money. But they also have to understand the value at that time as well, yeah.
Ah, the value of that time, a country cannot have a budget of 9 million, my brother.
No. Those are it's not 9 million. You can have a country.
We can get the figure, the figure from France.
Maybe 9 billion, yeah, but not 9 million. Yeah.
I don't think it's even, okay, maybe billion. Then even if it's 9 billion, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Because not at all.
Normally they say US dollar. Normally when you hear, when they said 9 billion, it's actually probably US dollar.
Normally, when we get our loans and things like that, they are not in US dollar. So they are only translated into US dollar after we have got the loan. We borrow in our Namibian dollar.
Yeah, no. I understand. I'm said when normally people are talking in terms when referring in news and merchants that when they said billion, they're referring to dollar. Yeah.
I'll confirm that with France, but it's just around there.
Yeah.
So maybe 9 billion. So that, so when it comes to tourism and all these things and other areas, development,
yeah.
Economic development, economic grow and economic growth, economic development and economic growth. So those are two different concepts as well.
Yeah, no, they're different.
And so we are happy. They should be, because this is the, most of them, they are, this is their home, actually. Their home, despite the fact that there were social injustice and all the things, they know what, and they have the huge lands. Sometimes the government goes in there to buy, budget to buy farms to resettle people and all these things. But you find out that the people don't want to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, the land, some have six, some have three, some have four. But the government is now compensating them for the land that they have just taken or stolen, so to say.
Mm.
So when it comes to those areas, inequality, that's why Namibia, South Africa and Namibia are the most unequal country.
Yeah.
So the resource distribution, why? It's because they actually apply discriminatory laws. So, and then again, those bundle education, now that you see, even when we get, that's why sometimes I was also proposing a formula. If you are to give school to give a budget, for example, now to Delta, I'm just mentioning those ones.
Yeah.
And the same, it cannot be the same budget. I know they look at the number of the children. So they cannot, it doesn't look like, for example, Ongorume.
Yeah.
So the budget, the proportion of the budget, it's also not, they're supposed to get less, the schools, but they cannot get less. Why? Are they saying that they are being discriminated and they can take the government to court?
Mm.
So which is really our constitution does not allow those kind of discrimination. You can do some differentiation, of course, in terms of allocation of the budget and things like that. But when they come,
we have a quick commercial, then we can continue. Yeah.
Imbaya rire ombwa nai etepa weda ko ombunikiro ombe ombi hukusha. Njiviro yoye irire ombupu o hakane na wina ikare no nasa kumurungu wa indu. Weri rongere kusha umune ondengu okura kwe imba. Una oviume dia peke o rondola mirongo vitatu na hambu umwe mumwezi. Po tuika ovinki nukukara norupa ondando ya peke yukianja oshimariva. Olo peresente dano kumyeze vitatu moshimariva. Olo peresente umurongo kumyeze hambu umwe moshimariva. Olo peresente umirongo ivari na dano. Media Murongo na Ivari Moshimarifu. Itororera ondengu jima yungura na wakove na wina onyanu kife. Ashiesho imba yekupe Oshimariva shishuhina omarifiro. Imba o maoronga neno uwegu haka enina. Itako na wina rishangita jino.
Alright. It's okay. You can go on. Yeah.
So that's what I was actually remarking on. And this morning we also have the debate almost in that line,
yeah.
That yes, the way the laws and the rules, in fact, the criminal justice system and all these other things, they were all actually discriminatory.
Yeah.
And of course, they found the when they drafted up the their constitution, because replacing the one that was not for everyone, what it was discriminatory in 1994,
yeah.
You find out that they borrowed so many values, constitutional values, those fundamental issues from our constitution. I don't know where the misconception is coming from that yes, our constitution is just paste and cut and paste. Then what about South Africa ones?
Yeah.
So they have learned a lot.
Yeah, no, I think even when someone say that we normally, I mean, in any country learn from other country. I mean, we learn from the democrats that have come before us. So it's not just cut and paste. It's a learning from what other countries have done.
In South Africa, there was no democracy.
No, I'm not talking about South Africa. I'm responding to when you say it, some people said it's cut and paste. And I said, well, it's not cut and paste.
Yes, that's what people are saying.
I'm learning from other countries.
Learning from other countries. In fact, those universal principles.
Yeah.
Were there already.
So were you listening to the discussion, to the conversation?
I listened to the lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything that that you would like to specifically on that, and in terms of tourism, yeah. Mm.
In terms of food, those are social economic development programs that I'm talking about here. So they can also come in and help to facilitate the creation of our village tourists. And then they get to pick, because when they come, they all get into those hotels, well establishment.
Yeah.
So, of course, we only benefit through now this revenues and things like that. So, but we also want to enjoy the hanging fruits, the benefit that come from those ones.
Yeah.
And it is their actually responsibility, the German government also. They don't even pay the compensation. How do you call it? They always use it in the...
The reparation. Are you talking about the reparation?
Oh, yeah. The money, I'm talking about the money that they should compensate that with.
That's reparation, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So now, all I'm saying is that there are a lot of them here. And there are people are there, their children are here. If there are children who are now having farmed, children of the, you know, this generation. So they need to now quickly to assist in that areas that you are talking about. And then facilitate, because those are well established already. So what about the periphery areas? So of course ourselves, we can also come in and say, okay, let's create our endudas, some kind of camping site where we put our own traditional issues. I mean, even constructed, even mixed modern and traditional architecture.
Yeah.
And then you make sure that, yes, the people are attracted also to this area.
Mm.
They only pass, they follow, they go coming up down and...
Yeah, but they must, Uncle Bona, when you look at that deeply, and I agree with what you're saying, and when you look at that deeply, we need some kind of data, you know, data that tells us, you know, when tourism are coming, these are the things that they are interested, so that when you are in Ongwalume, you know that the tourists, when they come to this area, what are the things that they're looking for? So that what you now put up is to actually to respond to the demand of the tourists. So there are many things that need to be done still. Because locally, what does the person know? You know, what even know the interest of the tourist? So we need to do a lot in that area. You understand?
You are right. You are correct. The creation of the awareness, and I know that, like I said, last point I was talking about, our individuals, those who are emerging to become entrepreneurs, and those are the ones that are going to create jobs. Even in the establishment, the local establishment that I'm talking about, that attracts tourists, the safety and all these things, we are the ones to put them in place. But then, if you are not doing that, if there are provisions made for you to access funding, maybe it might not be enough. Like yesterday, people were talking about Omafuma here to put project at Kanime. All those things can be eaten here in those establishments that we want to establish in the rural areas.
Yeah.
So, and then now they market their things, and they must also facilitate, because they have experience. They have all this other legal knowledge to facilitate those kinds of things. Funding. They just come up with a big kind of, fundraising, and like they do in their schools. So the white people, they are doing very well when it comes to the promotion of their children's learning and all these things.
All right.
This is what I'm talking about. So let's create awareness. Those are opportunities that are there now, like you are saying.
Yeah.
So, but then people they need to understand these things.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
I was just saying, the thing is that sometimes we are sitting on the gold mine and we don't even know that we are sitting on the gold mine.
Exactly. So look at, what they were talking about, Omafuma and other things. To produce them throughout the year.
Yeah.
So climate change is a challenge. They were also talking about this morning when you were also talking about all those maybe UN agencies who can come in and support all those things financially, technically, and all these other things. So we are sitting on the golden, gold mine. Yeah. Because here, at least the land can be easily available. Mm. So our homes, our fields, we can create something out of those things.
Yeah.
And then we benefit and generate money. The only problem is that the awareness being created, see,
yeah,
people take it for granted. Maybe just a man who just come and talk and go.
Yeah.
It's all not right. Like that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Mm. So, yeah, good morning. Good morning and welcome. Yeah, and we, I was looking at the perception that could actually created from this kind of news. One, and she also talked about the when I'm talking about Gita now. She also talked about complaints about service delivery. Tourists are grappling, you know, grappling about infrastructure in the national parks. Roads that are falling apart, you know, facilities that haven't been upgraded in years, and campsites with broken showers and dirty toilets, you know. So yeah, those are we creating perceptions, you know, and this and prices that she mentioned, rising prices, every cost more now, accommodation, tour, car rental. You know, the weak Namibian, you know, the weak Namibian dollar help, but not enough offset of the steeper shots. So not on top of all of that, and on top of all of that now, you know, you add, you know, the crime warning. So the crime warnings that we talk about. So, yeah. So as Gita, that I was talking to the head of the Hospitality Association of Namibia said something. She said something about it. She called this warning the last routine step countries take once incident involving tourists. Okay. So the last step. So meaning things have already gone too far. Yeah? So, and think of this like this. I think it like this. So your friend, let's say for example, your friend warns you about a pothole in the road. Maybe you guys can understand better. In Windhoek, you know, because you're full of potholes there. So your friend warns you about a pothole on the road, you know, that's helpful, okay? And then, but if five friends warns you, and then the city put up a sign, you know, put up a sign, and then the newspaper writes an article, and then the radio we talk about it. That pothole has become a crisis. You understand? It has become a crisis. So this is something that's how we have to look at it. So this is the part we should be worried about. We should be really worried. You know, the warning affect, as I said, it affects perception. It affects perception, and in tourism industry, perception is everything. You know, perception is absolutely everything. Yeah. So yeah. And let me tell you a story, okay? What is time? 41 minutes past the hour of 9. So let me tell you a story. Imagine you I'm just want to explain the perception, you know? Give it from the other perspective now. If you're in German, you know, imagine you're a teacher in Munich. You know, in German, you are being saving now. You are saving for 2 years for a family holiday. You guys want to visit, you know, somewhere. Your dream is about Namibia. You have dreamed about Namibia. You have watched documentaries about Sosflay. And your kids are excited about seeing elephant in Etosha, you know. And the one morning you check the German, you know, government website. And there is it. A warning. rising crimes, violent attack, robberies, be vigilant, avoid remote areas. You know, your spouse now sees it, and you know, your spouse sees it too, and now there is a conversation at the dinner table. Now, maybe we should go somewhere else. So now, you see, maybe we should go somewhere else. What about Botswana or Tanzania? You see? So you try to, you know, you try to reassure them, Namibia is still safe, but you know, but the doubt has crept in. So the doubt has crept in, and doubt spread like a smoke, you know? So it spread like a smoke. And that is the perception problem. So that's the perception problem. Once a destination get labeled as unsafe, it is incredibly hard to shake that label. It doesn't matter if the reality is it's more nuances. It doesn't really matter if most tourism have wonderful, safe experience. And most of tourism do that. The warning is now in people's head, you know? Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yeah, 40 seconds.
Yeah. I'm giving you 40 seconds. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The issue of perception. Now, even in the road, I understand, for us, we have a lot of challenges. A lot of them. But when you look at our roads, that's why Namibia become, and it is the first attract, investment attraction, Namibia. So they look at the issue, you know very well, that even the roads, for us, we are the first in Africa. Maybe we have even been first with a lot of percentage. Because the last statistic we had, I don't know where Germany stands, but globally, in terms of road infrastructure, we are, I think, at 23 or 24 there, somewhere.
Yeah.
So now, all these things, all these enablers for investment, creation of improving, like all those toilets that they are talking about. That's why I don't know why they like coming to Namibia, those other ones, not only the Germany region, but I'm talking about many other countries. So do they just have a perception that, yes, our roads are not good, crime is rampage, and all these other things? Is that what we are getting here?
Yeah, I mean, did you hear what at the end of that what I'm said?
Yes, you know, yes, yeah. Yes,
which I said, it is, if most tourism have wonderful, and I said in most cases they have a wonderful experiences, you know, safe experiences. The warning is now in people's head. You understand? This could be one or two, three people who have just experienced that, but majority of them, they're saying Namibia is a wonderful country. So, so the warning is the one that is in people's head. You understand?
That's
the point. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's okay that you are right.
Yeah.
You're actually right. Our engines and all these other things. Yeah, although there are issues in South Africa also, that some of this Moody and those red, ranking kind of agencies.
Yeah.
So they are so biased in many a times, and they don't use the proper information to really come up with their statistics. Thank you very much for Mike.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for coming through, yeah? Yeah, and we have Tatenaruvanda here already. You know, the Kuthamosa, you know, we will be waiting for what. So, Tate Naluvanda, good morning, how are you?
Tate Michael,
Germany or Vanje to Manakari Kucha, you know, or Namibia or Kulipo Imbur Mayata in Chipala, Vanja Noshiki, Kata, Ripavata, Dikirongo Kucha, Takamishing Mugagona, Namibia,
yeah,
Kune Kraima Dihapu, 또 아시들이 분야 권자들 에 아시들이 뭐 어떻게 어떠한 문제인데 대외 you know 이거 so 어 소셋단에 그자 다시 호미파페도 어 섹터요 요 tourism 이야 사실 이 뭔가야 다리가 그자
하에
두고피로 나나 뭐 멋있게 뭐 이야 뭔가로 no 어 safety 어 왜냐 이게 tourism de o titare au kujo safety o safety nai kale po ya tropo ya kwateramo
o
shiwana she ya ngeno o madiradro eringa ipikoshi mashinga
ai o nawa ushu change ngini madepo po ku kunyo ni oponje ilo kashinda opo atumwa no kuchita tulongo nawa o shirio ye ikucha amo narano kwali hatilifi tukuti no mayoka paifa no atila no bako
sanasi
Paifo mbora
ka ni kutina mayoka paifo ka ipwali no.
Ah, na yo ken ni wali na yo.
Oso no.
Paifo no to duro ku Japona ndo nshinda shwe mbora eta lite wandite kulombwere.
Yeah.
O kana taka duro ku kwake limo street ata kanye ku ngodi ndeka penalty ka kwafele.
Mm.
O ta hichi o e karaima mushirongo shetu. Ta dipo mbada hika me pandurango poli fietu ya shana.
Yeah.
Ta ende ngota imboro vashinya na shinya. O no ata penje ro vaningi akano kuri ru imali wa membanga.
Mm.
E arushyo vayanga meskema. Dimboruka ini maya ni mbapo nerengare tulafururu la nalola ya mwesike madiri ngao
ya
ndiwete esho tashipopi wakunyo ni wopo nje anu haninga mapeka pekwe ripoto hadi andishi anu hitave ya mwani ni maya kanifwa ya ashikashikala nesha nyiko shiponga gengo shirongo takuti o shanyiko makuyo ngutone ngo shanyiko mbudiwa ya pombada dimburuka ya okucha o shirongo ni nanga watu enda atu kanifa ukupilo o uyemo tainingishona ove dimburuka yo kuchia o madundakano na haendele mini maili ngao unomoyu nita apopine ngao upene ike ni maili ivali una kutaramo o hupilo tawende to ipedu ishe atalelipo tawende tatilako o ilongo o engu dudoka kwa didimonene momito na tango potie ditupia nekelo mbili
si mwene unango kusitarelari nohone moshike mwashita sinye ngeo moshirongo kucha osike nana tasheta nuwa wakongi hupilo uhupilo pankalo iya kuhaini ilonga ngalo mahupilo ngone kovani wa moshirongo shovene tasheti ngenge ito addressing ishodo otat data o imbulu maulu jeli
usiku chano atango mbili yomo kanya ohadi mwa kucho ikwateru wapo umafeke muri mo holende kefiku ya eto shimashipi, e developo shimashipi.
Yeah.
Holo yoneka filofika.
Yeah.
Na sashidulikane na aleri vetu tatanga ikombilino kukara kwa voke mba dashiva karako, ndo vadimwa menyo muta apopile kucha. Ashidulika, toiko mumbo, ndeshito ya mumbo toli ya tonyoro.
Mm.
Okutara tate maika, amo handende. Otununu na woku kadono meme, wavu mba tenge, waku kwa tirapo mazimo, na kupeta kumba daido, wavu mba tomwenyo. Okutate pako manja javo.
Yeah.
Ndome mepefe wa ningonge shefa, omo makoruanya nekwa, veli paepate, veli momarungula veli genga he. Osho tashikuli kile neshiki. No imburuma. Ome menavo paifu ovata dengero wanu kuturanu meskema, nde shahila kuchanena, oshilongonga wina tusha menenapu. Ome manua kwa tona wa shoshukwete no shipasha yo shipu, akutina yaja morupati unkwatele mongwa pa, umame nepoita unkongere ikulia, ove umporudalo. Paife ini maishe na hii, memotivatu la neko mesho shiri, ndashidulikane wakareko wapo fifara.
Yeah.
Ngengu wata alipo male rupansuru wakalo yonatangwa, shiduliku kumwena otawe ndito ukana.
Yeah.
Ini maishe yyo shilo, o shilongo na shikuwa teru wapoke umbo. E umbo male rupansuru wakalo no mikunda. Otapumba kutalini miyapu, oyota ihanga nifovano. Ngengu male rupansuru wakalo neno kwa dopa kuanga nifoshiwana, patere lini miyapu.
Yeah. So, shimwene noho, opuno mkala usantama idiladira kucha oma fimbo amwe. I was just telling one of the caller kucha we are sitting on the gold mine and sometimes we don't see that gold mine. Ngowatara momfika mutuli opa hupilo. Oma fimbo amwe toti kucha wete oma fimbo amwe ndisho atupopie wiliki. Mara mwili kyo ongo wentu rapu. Nde keweteko. Nde kenu nongo. Nde inyayipo promotion kisha kuja visional.
Yita puikini. Kwa wenu nongo kwe wakale kakukule.
Kwe wakale kakukule. Nenosho hashi. Yenoho okukarapo kwae. ambara pankaro no hotare gucho no hatumweta pongali pi ach na tu anje na dusiole ra nengi no shamea ta tupo pine mea o wo mo sto
wo mo sto pen mahi
sho ponen mea o mongu duyange o no merera tuchi kucho ha mobilizer o no pangu duetu tuchi kucho no hatu hadru ku mobilizer you know moro we know ayo ku mobilize mo districta mo
yeah
o tengo lo la ningena ndo kulio emea meteko malo we make kucha nando kuri o no kweta po investment da mo doroba mo kahelipi kesi yeah
o atongo njila ipo njila yeah. Politiko te tudipa eli ilongo shimbori mwe
yeah
shaikon meshi pudenga no mitwe mwe nao o enkambe ni washi yako
yeah
Shake on Mexico Alifovan. Ulija o politico te je keva toporo po doleku vale.
O po doleku vale.
Kainu kumweka.
Yeah.
Nena ne eliyo shimasha nyiko shibonga. Umafiku ke male, pali atupotse mbuto ngela. Kucho una mapzanu nemo na nena tukapotse mbuto.
Yeah.
Mushirongo shetu tunango ke imaka mwena ko kiva kelamo mbuto edita depa mumbori artificial.
Yeah.
Kote go? The pipe de to dopo njoro dopo shipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, atuka karame kwa tafano na farama ungu. Okay, oshimoshiringa, oriye tete hadipa yoshiwana no kushete romo mbudi.
Yeah.
Obahave likome shoshiwana. Monkara umuhe yapo, amo no vafima na vedu lifo shiwana. Shoshiwana shayanje yungo nukeva kalelepo, ove ngeno mpika wavo, ove unakutaro shiwana. Shikulo ngife nana ngashete yela lo huto,
yeah.
Unakuka kukuna kwendo huto, ndita endi fuwa mumaki ya shashotari tuwa. Ngo hatale eve tashita dini ngo tunopari ya mende. Oya kofa. Sheshi popi.
Yeah.
Eve tadi tunafionena. Tadifarete nige kwa shuwana. Katunasha shifitukuti.
Yeah.
Katunashu na mapi.
Yeah.
Katunasha engo bedetu watu wale katu tewana beshe deropa tadia. Patati tadifipo. Fia tukarapo wa mwashi.
Yeah.
Ano watu shalapo. Hatu karatu wavale kumariwa. Upukia yeah. Tuhungwa mwenyo. Tuhuwe ongo kakonungu,
yeah.
Tuhongwe tuafanane huwadili koshi kuku,
yeah.
Tuadure kwetaposha.
Yeah.
Oveto dimburugane kuchakarungo kwetapo, nwa karungilonga tajoshimi. Nenari ya nuvetu itatuba deula, nunona vetu itatuba deula, wakarungilonga tajoshimi. Ndatuba deula kutuya defili jikulia, ndetari taningu laive dulifena vaturandi kulia. Oshimashota shetane, okana kakala keke nuruvi wafikama.
Yeah.
Okania kadana ukanedu. Okani yaka katalo miti katukwate kuwa kucha uni nguanga icho kani yaka. Okanaku yaka create yaka kombosa kete podila edera teka ningeshiki. Yeah. Okanaku oka ningeshiki. Oke kalandere kini maia longu wakuno na wako wako nje ilongu. Upopifa, unjebo, ukatuna to kalandero smartphone.
Yeah.
Ifika hapa, kwa taka karata kataru katuna.
Yeah.
Ngaho wadipaya okanaka create. Pane chaya kwa wikadipaya, oka david ngwe kakaleta kakufasho shiripu.
Yeah. Wadumbula pa kucha, onga shingonge no development anayo taipopi, wanatene nga shatu shatu tuajia kongwe divandisho. You know, omikunda adisho do, odirimo moshitopolwa shu dolopa. Mana, opunongkala umokupopsa kwe tune, onge aleli ngota popi na kutahara kuhanga, ongo shiwana, kucha, natifi kamenepo, nga shitopopi shina sanu unafarama. Paifenga ngo wai mpumti ngono kuwa ngo diva hapo. Ambara keshe mumbo muno mmango. You know, ostopora ilo wete kucha hapo haduru pa hatatu pluku.
Shotuwele kukonja nini maetu?
Ya. Yeah. Opunanga hapa ngeno nene mo development ya shano vatokora kucha. Ate etapo no developer akuma komesho. Opunanga hapa ngeno kucha vakwe tomfitro u e hekta difika hapa. Tutule ipo oshikuni no. Iro shina shake ne no mamango for example. Sasho hako kwa divamu. Ople, oshike, tukanet no processing facility ya hii. Omone hatudurukuni, ani ovanwa pumo shitopuru wa mu, anyashada. Tadruku longa mu, vonoko, oyote ningeno processing planta. We, apa hatuduku. Producer nandoma, ejusa, enjema, ini mangana isa ite idimo, moshikesha.
Wapapisa shimasha fimana Mike.
Yeah.
Wadimuru watu kucha ete moro tetela longifu. Mwa mboka wambo. Mungwe divaraja.
Yeah.
Onelo yoyo seminari yoyo mwa ningefike punye buwamba.
Yeah.
Onele epsala elia ya shimanda. Okwali ni hapa ngelo matemba aongi. Esho onelo yi kufu wakano wo. Oveta po. Anofabilika.
Yeah.
Okulongo matemo. Kukajike imona nguwata remui. Mono marambo mahapu, umapangele yeah. Yehoto, anyashomu kia kwa liha yomu. Paifo nero te kukwenifa, uishi. Kakuno nwi nenda mwa seminari.
Yeah.
paife ngawa nelo feedback shapo mayo katekusha kene.
Yeah.
Umalo tuno mamengo keshe umbo mongwe divali no mamengo. Umore konfito wito upewa na fikorande toku nwa no mamengo uningo mfituo mamengo.
Yeah.
Umorwa shikembela ose tu atameka oku eta potato ikulia no ilongifo yo ikulia.
Yeah.
Ndo pia anganena. Na ningeno kwa yonanje bwa adimedu. Utpia anganena. Engo no ditwa tu dirongi feke kukololo wa mumbwe tu. Tutule kumbango. Yeah. Mara kape no nele ya njaka na ili nando kire lo dolopa. Shapota ningeke juwa. Chapa kakwa teko matale inya nareva angapo.
Yeah.
Shashi upsa kajulipeni. Anu avata adivelo pongwe diva ave tamu. Isineta ave tamu. Odolopi ya karaveishi. Kaishi onjokono na yayo. Nonge yeah. Nge taru kile strita keshi kucha. Pima po pali umbola rie. Nge nongashi penya pali ujiti pali umbola shimana.
Yeah.
Inimayo kaveishine.
Yeah.
Hatui hangene. Tuni ni mina yuko mbinga imu. Yove totale kuchongwe divo ya kari niku nino. Ngengo wajyo kundeto yuko United dauka ngapo ndinga deari hapa. Pepe no shiku nino shunzamane umopo cheveri nushari hapa po shana po atulipwe mwengo patulwe tenda pe ferofefi jiopo.
Yeah.
Ape shopo kwa ipeno mame ngo pe ipeno manu wapa ipeno mwenge. Wete go. Shota kala ove eti posha.
Mm.
Ndepo ifo taninga oa mwasha tewi hapa. Moro ashike. Mm. Utashijia pa kuchuka lune ngono no madira drogu napato karonga. Oye kakunino kwa yoko take itana tangwele ndeko tonu kansila kuchuno kakunino. Nenari, utahala kuya komesho, titatudru kuya komesho.
All right. Atu kanjo mitoku tate naluvanda. Programa kufamosho teka tameka as soon as possible. But let me just round up on what we have discussed today. So German's warning, it wasn't an attack on us. It was a wake-up call. It was a wake-up call, a signal that we need to do better. And yes, it is frustrating. It is painful. It feels unfair when you know how beautiful this country is and how warm our people are. You know, but feeling won't fix this. You know, action will. Okay? Every Namibia has a role to play. If you see something suspicious, report it. If you run a business, invest in security. You know, if you are in government, prioritize tourism safety. If you are a community member, look out for the visitors. So, because here is what a lot of people forget. You know, tourism is not just about foreign taking photos and drinking, you know, whatever they found in your area. Tourism is about jobs. Your neighbor who knows, who works as a tour guide. It's your cousin who cleans the hotel rooms. It's your aunt who runs a courier shop. So your friend who drives tourists to Sourceflay, you know? So when tourism suffer, those people suffer as well. So when Germany issue a warning, it's not just a word on website. It's a potential income that disappears. And it is the families that struggle. It is a dream that get deferred. So, but here is the thing about wake-up calls. They give you a choice. You can hit a snooze or go back to sleep. Or you can wake up and get up and do something. Namibia, and we need to wake up. So, from me, Michael Shaveri, I will leave you in the hands, capable hands of Tate Naluvanda with Kuthamosha coming up in a short while. So let's do this tomorrow again at the same time at 10 o'clock and here on the same frequency on Eagle FM. So from me, Michael Shaveri, I'll see you tomorrow. So goodbye.